Scenario for a Beginning Meditation by David Ant. This is probably the beginning. Don't you think it was the right place to begin? But what would have been a better time? If you can tell when it's time to begin, how can it be the beginning? I wanted to begin for a long time. Or more correctly, I had thought about beginning for a long time. But everything that preceded the beginning was not over yet. What I meant to say was that nothing that had preceded the beginning was over yet. Supposing you think of your life, where does it begin? I can remember thinking for a long time that it had not begun. But can you remember when it did begin? That it included a sense of time? So I had a feeling tonight that nothing I meant to say was over yet. That it was also too late to start. Which led me to think I would start later. Actually, I had the feeling it was too early to start. Finally, I started earlier than I thought. Now that I've started, I'd like to say that there is no reason for me to continue. Beyond a feeling that we haven't really begun yet. I suppose this isn't any time to go into something very deeply. Anything I say now is, after all, subject to my own correction. I almost said your correction. I'm trying hard not to imagine what I'll answer myself. In doing this, I find it hard to imagine that it will not be someone else who will answer me. Because I can't let myself think of myself tomorrow, now today. I can't help feeling you will be somebody else. In spite of all ethical considerations, I would like to answer all your objections. Yet, I want to give you room to object. I feel it is something quite unfair that you are imposing on me. As though it had been decided that one color will certainly win. I know that you will try to respect my temporary vulnerability. You really don't have to work so hard at it. I'm doing the best I can under the circumstances. The circumstances that it is late at night, now, then. I don't want to talk too loud because I'm afraid of waking Blaise. He isn't feeling well. He vomited. I'm also trying hard not to hear the sound of my electric clock. By successfully hearing my clock, I can continue to avoid hearing it, listening to it. I wonder when another train will come by. Freight trains frequently come through the town at night, and the whistle is very loud. Maybe they only sound loud at night. They sound much louder in the middle of the night. The sound seems to be coming from the side of the house facing the sea. Naturally, it's impossible. Still, it makes me wonder whether it will wake Blaise up. His room faces the sea. I suppose I shouldn't be distressed about it. It never has woken him up. It's surprising how low a sound you can hear when you're sleeping. If you want to hear it. If you've been listening all the time. At some point, after closing your eyes, you begin sleeping. Before you open your eyes, you begin thinking about waking. And sleeping is not waking.